All right, everyone, this is a stick up. Don't anybody move.
It was highway robbery on Sunday afternoon as the Tigers get shafted by the bunker.
Come sideways, which denies Kyle Felton the opportunity.
Chance to win this game.
It was absolutely brilliant to have the UFC featherweight champion of the world, Alex Volkanovski, on the 2SD Breakfast Show.
And still the undisputed UFC featherweight champion of the world.
Thanks for having me, mate. Mate, how good's that? It just took me back to the big win. So good to hear that, because you quickly forget sometimes when you're just going through the motions. So I appreciate that.
We caught up with 16-year-old Imogen Radburn, who will be in the Formula Ford at Eastern Creek next weekend. Of course, radburnracing.com.au if you want to come on board as a sponsor. And, I ask the tough questions, don't I? You're on the starting grid, okay? The lights are red. They're about to go green. What's going through the mind of Imogen Radburn?
Make sure that you don't stall it, and if it's wet, don't have wheel spin. It's the hardest bit of the whole race.
The question was raised as to what unexpected way did you meet your partner?
There is a TV studio where someone was making a film, and in front of the green screen was this beautiful girl. We dated for 2 years.
Oh, what happened?
Wow.
Then we won't get into that one, yeah.
How did you meet your partner, Billy?
I met my partner through a text message. One wrong digit, she texted and got my number there. And I went up there for a day trip from, I travelled 1,000 k's. And then, there we've been together 17 years now.
Wow. One wrong digit, and it's come through to you, and you've pounced, Billy. You pounced.
So I was 14, and I was at a beach party that I shouldn't have been at.
Ooh.
And at the time, my husband now, he saw that I should not have been there, and he actually took me home to my parents' house and returned me from the beach party.
As you're being taken home by your husband, what's running through your head?
Why? Why me? I got out without being caught and now I'm caught red-handed.
I was in the forces.
Yep.
Australian forces, and so was my partner at that stage.
Yep.
And we were introduced to one another. Mm-hmm. Now, this was in 1957.
Okay.
Would you believe it? John asked me to marry him within a matter of days.
Wow.
True.
Wow.
And, he was 65 years and he's the love of my life. I just knew and he just knew too.
Taking one's job too seriously is a real thing. We did some hardcore research on the subject.
You know that someone's taking their job way too seriously when...
when they cry about it. That is me to a T, and I always go home and I go, why did I cry about that? It's just work.
When you're having a romantic shower with your partner and all you can talk about is work.
Kind of a mood killer.
Yeah.
All right, I'll leave that there.
And this week I turned 44 and I finally got what I always wanted.
Happy birthday, Dad. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Dan.
What?
What are you getting me for my birthday?
Mummy's gonna get them and Mummy's gonna find a Sonic toy.
Okay, I'm getting a Sonic toy for my birthday.
Yeah,
well, you can never have too many Sonic the Hedgehog toys. You can't. That little blue guy, he's so adorable, isn't he? That's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.